Question 4. Now read a passage about vaccinations. You will have 45 seconds to read the passage. Begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture on this topic in a medical science class. As you listen, be sure to take notes.
The vaccination against smallpox is one of the most successful ways vaccines have been used. About 200 years ago, smallpox was a common and deadly disease. If you contracted smallpox, there was a 20 to 30% chance that you would die. Yet, when doctors introduced a vaccine for smallpox in 1796, it helped the body to develop a crucial resistance against the disease. This resistance occurred through two stages. Initially, the body developed antibodies, or special cells, to destroy the disease. In order to develop these antibodies, a weakened form of smallpox had to be administered to the patient through a vaccine. Then, the patient's immune system could recognize the disease. The weakened smallpox disease was not strong enough to kill the patient, but it was enough to cause the body to generate antibodies, specially designed cells to fight against smallpox. These antibodies were released into the patient's bloodstream and attacked the weakened smallpox disease, destroying it in the process. After the first stage, the patient's body then stored some of these smallpox antibodies in case of a future smallpox infection. If the patient encountered the more lethal smallpox disease in the future, the patient had the antibodies ready to destroy the disease shortly after infection. In this way, the smallpox vaccine eradicated the disease. Today, the smallpox disease has been killed off completely.
The professor discusses how vaccinations helped people become immune to smallpox. Explain how the smallpox vaccine caused the body to develop an effective resistance to the disease.